Faikaha Community Update. Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to the latest Faikaha Community Newsletter. In this update, there is a message from our Chief Executive, Paula Tesoriero, as well as information about what we have been working on at Faikaha. A word from Paula. Kia ora. As more and more Christmas decorations and songs appear in stores and the weather starts to get warmer, we are constantly reminded the year is about to wrap up. And what a year it has been. I have been proud to see how our community has continued to unite and support one another through extreme weather events, impacts from the increased cost of living and times of uncertainty across the globe. 2023 has continued to be a year of establishment and growth for Faikaha. I am feeling confident that with the team we are building, we will be able to achieve our ambitious mandate and contribute towards creating an accessible Aotearoa New Zealand. We have also focused on strengthening our relationships with the disability community, whānau and providers, to enable us to work together in partnership to improve outcomes for disabled people and their whānau. This year, I have been hosted by members of our community from Te Taitokerau, Northland, in the north, to communities from Te Waipounamu, South Island, hearing what is working for them and how they are incorporating the Enabling Good Lives vision and principles into their mahi, along with the challenges they are facing. I look forward to continuing to build on the relationships that Faikaha has developed over the past 18 months, along with forming new ones. I would like to thank you all for your continued engagement with Faikaha throughout 2023. Each piece of feedback, encouragement and suggestion on how we can continue to work together to improve outcomes for disabled people and their whānau has been greatly appreciated. I hope you continue to engage with us, join us in celebrating successes and hold us accountable when it is needed. However you celebrate or acknowledge this time of year, I hope you find some time for yourself, time to reconnect with those close to you and to plan for the year ahead. I look forward to talking with you all again in the new year and continuing the mahi work that lies ahead. Faikaha 2022-2023 Annual Report. Our first annual report is now available and provides information on the services, activities and achievements of Faikaha for the period the 1st of July 2022 to the 30th of June 2023. You can view the annual report, executive summary and alternate formats on our website at https://www.faikaha.gov.nz/about-us/corporate-publications/annual-report-2022-2023/ or here at https://bit.ly/461n1ph. My Home, My Choice Engagement. The My Home, My Choice program focuses on the work needed to transform the way people in residential services are assisted so they have more choice and control in their lives. The program is on track and in the engagement phase. We are committed to working alongside disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori, family and whānau to ensure their voices and experiences guide the change. In late October and early November, we ran engagement sessions for disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori, Pacific people, family slash whānau and providers. Our learnings from these engagements will be used to inform the design of the My Home, My Choice program. We will share more opportunities to be involved soon. In the meantime, find out more information on our website at https://www.faikaha.gov.nz/about-us/programs-strategies-and-studies/programs/my-home-my-choice/ or here at https://bit.ly/46hqphk. Review into policies, processes and practices for managing complaints. We recently welcomed the findings of a report we commissioned into the processes and practices for managing complaints about the delivery of disability support services by IDEA services. We will be working with IDEA services and the community to strengthen the processes and practices for managing complaints. More information on the report and how to give feedback or make a complaint is available on our website at https://www.ficaha.gov.nz/news-and-events/news/ficaha-welcomes-review-into-policies-processes-and-practices-for-managing-complaints/. Or here, https://bit.ly/3tyibhm. Disability Action Plan Review. The Disability Action Plan is currently being reviewed, and a 2024 to 2028 plan will be developed to deliver the 8 outcomes in the Disability Strategy. If you would like to have a say about what actions government agencies could include in the 2024 to 2028 Disability Action Plan, email your name and contact details to partnerships and stewardship@ficaha.govt.nz and put Disability Action Plan in the subject line. At https://www.odi.govt.nz/nz-disability-strategy/about-the-strategy/new-zealand-disability-strategy-2016-2026/the-new-disability-strategy-download-in-a-range-of-accessible-formats/. Or at https://bit.ly/3mkjhfy. Partnerships Update. Working in partnership is what makes Ficaha different from other government agencies. We want to make sure disabled people, tangata Ficaha Māori and whānau can have a say on how we advise government, design services and work with other agencies to make sure disability perspectives and needs are built into their policies and services. An initial set of partnership structures has been put in place and the following groups have already met for the first time or will meet before the end of the year. The Insights Alliance oversees the monitoring and evaluation of the Enabling Good Lives system transformation and the implementation of the Monitoring, Evaluation, Analysis and Learning, MEAL, framework. The Advisory Group to review the eligibility for disability support services has a specific focus on people who are underserved or not able to access support services. Their experience informs the advice Ficaha will provide to government. Strategic Advisory Group provides strategic advice on major work items including policy work, strategic intentions, cabinet papers, and the impact of change on the lives of disabled people. Transformation Management Board provides governance over a defined transformation work program and advice to support the implementation of transformation initiatives. In the new year, we will be focusing on how we engage and partner with young disabled people, older disabled people and whānau. We will also be sharing opportunities for the community to get involved. Find out more information about Ficaha Partnerships. You can find out more about Ficaha Partnerships on our website under https://www.ficaha.govt.nz/about-us/who-we-are/partnerships/. Or here at https://bit.ly/3uz5vp. UNCRPD Update. Ficaha has been leading the coordination of the government response to the recommendations from the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. To inform the next steps in the government response, we will be working with other agencies on their implementation plans. We will keep people updated as this work develops. You can find out more information about UNCRPD, including in alternate formats, here at https://odi.cw.gov.nz/united-nations-convention-on-the-rights-of-persons-with-disabilities/cabinet-response-UNCRPD-examination. Or here at https://bit.ly/3QE8M. E0G. NZSL Office Update. Faikaha provides support through the NZSL Office for the NZSL Board and monitors the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy 2018 to 2023. The team has been busy supporting the NZSL Board with their meetings, allocating community grants, consulting on interpreting standards, and starting work on the next New Zealand Sign Language Strategy. To keep up to date with the NZSL Board, check out the NZSL Board Facebook page at https://www.facebook.com/NZSLBoard. Jobs at Faikaha. Over the Christmas break, we will continue to advertise a small number of positions as we look for people to join our team and help shape the future of disability services in New Zealand. Our recruitment will be back in full swing from mid-January 2024. We welcome applications from disabled people or those who have a lived experience of disability through whānau or community involvement. Our website continues to be updated with our current vacancies. You can find our vacancies on our website at https://www.faikaha.govt.nz/coms. We will aim to have our next community update in early 2024. Wishing you all a safe and happy festive season. Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. If you want to get in touch, please visit our website at www.faikaha.govt.nz/contact-us/. You can also call us on phone 0800 566 601 or text 4206. Our contact centre opening hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service at www.nzrelay.co.nz.